This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The Fresno Arts Council recently announced the city's fifth poet laureate, Megan Anderson Bohigian. In her new role, Anderson Bohigian says she hopes to facilitate healing around the pandemic with a community-involved poetry writing project. FM89's news director Alice Daniel reached out to her to participate in our own narrative series, Processing the Pandemic, and produce this audio postcard.
It's been a long and scary year. My in-laws, Barbara and Bill Bohigian, were at the California Armenian home in the memory care unit. Barbara died in March, and we were able to be with her when she was in hospice. Her death was not related to COVID. But the minute that she passed, we were not allowed to go back in and visit because of the safety issue. And so my husband's father was there essentially alone. And he contracted COVID and died on January 3rd. It takes a long time to process. And I go through a great amount of writing of all kinds, some prose, some poetry, some just rants on paper. And little by little, what's important to me sifts out. A friend of mine, the poet Kirk Stone, describes where poems come from this way. He says, imagine what we have threads in our life. And those threads have to do with who we are, how we feel, our personality, and then all of our experience and our circumstances and the people we encounter and everything. And that each one of these things is a thread. And as they cross, sometimes they move smoothly and sometimes they not. And that where poems come from is where those things are knotted up together. And we keep picking at that knot and keep working on that knot. And that's sort of a beautiful analogy, I think, for the process of making a poem, at least a poem that arises out of our own personal urgency and is a necessary poem. And not just necessary for us. It's necessary because it opens a window into something that human beings experience in all different ways. And certainly great loss is one of them, and huge regret that when my father-in-law was so ill, we were unable to be with him. And so his death occurred essentially alone. Just don't get that back, you know? And this has been the case for so many families. So how I've processed it has been by doubling down on the creative things that I do. I finished a third poetry collection. Its working title is Furrowing Time. And it's in the revision stage, so that's where I am with that. And the other thing that I did was to pick up one of my husband's fiddles. See? I use my adjacent strings for pitch correction. And begin to learn to play. So I've spent a lot of time practicing. And what I realized is that there's an advantage when you have nobody around and no audience. So the loneliness and isolation, which has been very difficult emotionally, was actually an asset in learning to play the violin. Because if you have ever been around a novice violinist, it's torture. It's of the tortured donkey quality. So I'm hoping we can find a way to get our whole community involved in a writing project that would help people to move through this and unpack and also share their own experiences and the places where the events of this past year have tangled up in their lives. Sometimes we need to spend some time there unpacking those experiences and looking at them closely. So, which is how we understand not just who we were before this started, which is that person we all sort of miss, but who are we now? How do we know who we are now? So one of the ways to get there is through poetry. Poetry gives us a chance to use metaphor to make it possible to work with feelings that are too hot to handle otherwise, too painful or too immediate or too confusing.